Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode. I have another guest with me today, and we're going to talk about a topic that I've been getting so many questions on. And if you guys know me at all, you know that I'm not much of a cook. I'm not much of like a food girl. So I wanted to bring in someone who knows a lot more than I do about meal planning and frugal meals and all that kind of stuff. And let her share some of her knowledge with you guys. So if you want to introduce yourself, Christine, and kind of tell everybody who you are, what you do.
Hi, everyone. My name is Christine, and I blog at The Mostly Simple Life. And I have been meal planning kind of out of necessity since I got married over 8 years ago. We had a very low income at the time, and so I just had to find a way to trim our expenses just so we could pay our bills every month. And I've just been doing it ever since because food is a huge, huge part of everyone's spending each month. And it's a part of your spending that you have control over. So finding ways to plan and reduce how much food you waste, because wasted food is always wasted money. And it just helps being able to get dinner on the table as well.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Yeah. And I relate to your journey so much. And I think like we have a lot of things in common because you also pursue minimalism and you guys have had your own debt-free journey. And so share a little bit about like your debt-free journey, just a little short version of that.
We just actually became debt-free at the beginning of the month, and it's kind of a funny story because we actually had been debt-free numerous times before, but because of the circumstances, we had moved to a more expensive city, bought a house, and because we had had such a low income for a long time before all of this, things just racked up. Like our car basically died and there wasn't money available to save for like years and years before that, so we could replace it. So we ended up with a car loan. The house we bought needed a new roof unexpectedly and medical debt, and it just all piled up over about like 1 year. Mm-hmm. And we just finally, I was like, you know, this is eating up so much money, and it's going to reduce like the things that we want to do in our lives if we don't just like finally knock it out. So we paid off just under $19,000 in 10 months, which is
amazing.
Yeah. It's like unbelievable to me even now.
Yeah. I was so excited for you guys. I was like following your like coloring in your little charts and all your stuff. And it was so exciting. And
it's just the craziest thing. And it was so exciting to just, I don't know, the freedom that it made me feel just takes like such a load off. So yeah. I'm thrilled.
And I love how you like, we have the same mindset as like that. It spills over. Like you do a lot of the intentional living, like, you know, the goal planning with the power sheets, and you do like the minimalism and the budgeting and all the, you know, so we have like a lot of that same mindset of how it like, it spills over into everything. And that's a lot of like what you write about with your mostly simple life. I like that, how it's like mostly, I mean, as much as it can be.
Well, I feel like all those things, I kind of umbrella them under like home management.
Right.
And living, because to me, like you can spend so much time and energy and stress of like, what are we going to eat? Like, how are we going to afford this? Like the stress of like living in a cluttered disaster home. And when all of those things are taken care of, there's so much more room in your life for the things that you want to spend time and energy on. So like by taking care of those things, all of a sudden you have energy to spend good quality family time, or you can save for a vacation, or, you know, things that are important to you.
Exactly. And I love how we're kind of like, we coincide with that kind of mindset. And so That's why I knew you would be good to come on here and talk to all the ladies. So I get so many questions about food, and I'm not the cook of my family. And when Daniel is at work, we are like, we don't starve, but we're very, very basic. Like I have like 5 meals that I rotate when he's at work, and he's a lot more adventurous. And so I get a lot of questions about like, you know, how to meal plan, how to meal prep, how to like have a limited food budget, how to have your food somewhat healthy and still budget friendly. And I'm like, you guys, I just eat like tacos and spaghetti on repeat. Like if it's not a hamburger meal, I can't cook it, you guys. So I'm just like, all right, Christine, like save me here. Help everyone. I am not the girl to help them, but I do love your meal planner, and I wholeheartedly promote it. And I'm going to link to a couple of the blogs that I've written where I use it as like, okay, this is a good step to get this meal planner. And so if you guys want to check that out in the show notes, you can see that. But I love for you to talk about just whatever order you want to talk about it in, but just like some tips about, you know, meal planning, meal prepping, having a limited food budget, making it somewhat healthy. Like what are your takes on that?
All the things.
Save us.
Well, yes, I absolutely love teaching women how to meal plan, because I don't know, 3 meals a day, don't you just get sick of like always having to feed people?
I feel like I'm constantly thinking about food or eating food or cleaning up food or something about food.
It is such a huge part of your life, and there's not, you know, you can't really get rid of that. But I love what you said, that you were like, well, I only have like a list of 5 meals that I really Daniel is gone, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I am a huge advocate for keeping things simple. And I myself always have a list of meals that I can make. So that's a huge part of simplifying the meal planning process, is actually having a list of your meals that you like to eat. And for you, while you're gone, you know, while your husband's gone, that's just like only 5 meals, and that's fine. And for us, you know, I have a bigger list, but you know, a lot of them are, you know, if I have a little more time or energy, I'll make some of them, but we rotate the same meals for a lot of the weeks. And having that list in place makes it so much easier, because you don't have to think about it as much. And I will say, for everyone out there that just feels overwhelmed by the idea of meal planning, write down a list of the meals you can make. And go from there. Just try that to start. Write down a list of the meals that you generally make. And that could be the easiest things. Write down frozen pizza on that list. Like, right. It does not have to be recipes. I actually kind of avoid recipes, because the second you get a recipe out, it feels like it takes twice as long to make, because you have to keep looking at the recipe and maybe buy some different ingredients you wouldn't normally buy. And it just gets more complicated. So having a list of the things you can make from scratch, which, you know, might just be eggs and cereal and sandwiches and a salad and frozen pizza. And those things count. That counts. Yes. Family stuff. Yeah.
And you have a place in the meal planner, right? For like your list of like your normal meals, right? There's a page in there for that.
Yeah, there's pages for writing out lunches, dinners, breakfasts, snacks, desserts, all of it. And they're in the meal planning guide. There's a lot of tips to walk you through how to fill out those lists and where to find ideas and all of that. But the basic idea of just having a list is so helpful. Mm-hmm. And avoiding recipes, which sounds silly, because I'm sure If your first thought of, I think I should start meal planning, and your first thought is to like go to Pinterest and start pulling out all the things that have ever looked delicious, you're kind of already in danger of making things too complicated.
And I think that's like, I think that we really need to give ourselves some grace in that area. And especially if you're in the thick of like your debt-free journey, if you're in the thick of paying off debt, you're realizing that this isn't a forever thing. And if one of your life goals is to cook fancier, that can be later, or that can be just like once a week. And it's like, give yourself some grace that this is just a season and this doesn't have to be forever. And, you know, it's okay. Cut yourself a little slack that it can be simple. And as long as your family is fed, that is really the most important part. So what about some ideas for like how to meal plan, how to meal prep? Like what is your take on that?
I think it's just finding what works for you. And one of the biggest mistakes I think people make is like only trying meal planning once or twice and be like, oh, that didn't work. Yeah. I don't think meal planning is for me. It does take a while to work out your system. And some people do really well of planning all of their meals on specific days and saying, we're going to eat spaghetti on Monday night and tacos on Tuesday night and having that very like rigid schedule, where other people, that's just, I don't know, it's too like restrictive or just sounds horrible because you kind of want to eat what sounds good.
Right.
And in the meal planning guide, I do have different worksheets for if you want to schedule specific days or if you want to be more flexible. For me, I usually just plan out like, okay, we need 5 to 7 dinner options for the week. So I'm, you know, writing down what we want to eat, putting on the grocery list, the things we need to buy to be able to make those 5 to 7 dinners. And then I just pick what sounds good. If you have like a lot of evening activities where you need to be somewhere, then obviously it makes a lot of sense that you need to make sure you have a really quick meal planned on Wednesday when you need to be somewhere in the evening. So for a lot of people that have busier schedules, you might want to assign meals to certain days. But you kind of find what works for you as you do it. So
like a trial and error. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So stick with it and just keep trying. And the more you meal plan, the easier and faster it gets. So it's.
Yeah. I've gotten to a point where mine were like, I know what I can cook. I know what I can afford. I know, you know, and I know what, like, I can make chili and it will be 2 dinners because we're going to have leftovers and I can plan the leftovers. And so I've gotten to the point where I know myself, I know what I'm realistically going to cook. I know what the kids are going to realistically eat. And so I just, you know, I kind of just give myself that grace. I don't beat myself up about like, not a terrible mom if I give them a frozen pizza and, you know, there's no shame in having like a dinner that costs $1 like whatever. And so, yeah, I think it's good with that kind of that trial and error. You figure out what works for you. You figure out how rigid you really need to be with it. For me, like I'm the kind of the same way. I don't like it this specific day is this specific thing. Cause then I feel trapped. And then I'm like dreading that meal if I, you know, whatever. But for some people that does, you know, I kind of do it more in my head. Like, okay, I know like on Tuesdays we have dance. So dinner is going to be like an hour later than every other night. So I know I either need to do a leftover or a frozen like pizza or something easy. So you kind of, but the other nights I'm pretty flexible. Yeah. So, you know, like kind of a trial and error kind of thing. So what about some tips for like actually making your meals cheaper, like more budget friendly?
I think a lot is finding the things that are inexpensive in your area, because it does kind of vary based on where you live, but planning around those foods and meals, and then not going crazy with the Pinterest recipes. And because if you try, it's fun to try new recipes. And if you like to try new recipes, then maybe limit that to a couple times per month. But for me, I always find that I end up buying things I wouldn't normally buy. So I want to try like an Asian food recipe, and I buy whatever like sauce or oil or different things from that I wouldn't normally buy. And it's generally fairly expensive to buy those kind of unique ingredients. And then you only use like a teaspoon or something, and it sits in the cupboard until it goes bad enough that you can justify throwing it away.
Right.
So that adds a lot of expense. And doing things like planning certain meats for the week. So just this week in our area, I got a really, really good deal on boneless, skinless chicken. And that is the meat that we will be eating primarily for probably the next couple of weeks. And that's usually what we eat anyway, so it's not like a big change. But if you get a good deal, then plan around that. And I'm not going to be buying a steak when I've got perfectly good chicken that was on sale. So I'm definitely going to plan around that so that we can limit buying extra things throughout the week. So I spent like $14 on meat this week, which is kind of a lot to spend on meat for us, but I won't be buying meat for the next like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. So
planning around that helps a lot.
Yeah. And also I think what has helped me is really shopping the kitchen first. Yes. And like kind of double checking, I already have this. I bought, you know, an extra can of this. I actually don't need it. It saves you like 50 cents or like whatever. But, you know, I don't keep a lot of extras. I think, well, my kitchen is tiny now because I'm in this rent house, but we literally don't have a pantry. We literally have one cabinet for food and whatever fits in the fridge. Like that's it. So we can't really overbuy, which is actually really nice.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah, and it really has helped. And we buy like what we need for then. And I shop the freezer. I'm like, okay, I actually didn't need all the meat that I bought. And so, you know, and making a list has been so helpful for me. It sounds silly, but like I used to grocery shop without a list.
Isn't that mind-boggling when you get to shopping with a list? Yeah. I think like to what you said of you don't have extra stuff laying around is I try and make sure everything I'm putting in my shopping cart is in there for a reason. I'm not just, you know, going through the aisles and being like, oh, these chips sound good. Chips might be on our list, but they're because I want them to go with a couple of meals. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I've planned out which snacks and desserts we're going to have. I'm not just going through the aisles and grabbing stuff. And I think you can easily get into a habit of buying certain things every week. Like we used to just grab soda and put it in the cart. Mm-hmm. And we don't do that anymore. Like if we're buying it, it's because we planned it for something. So everything that goes in my shopping cart is part of a meal we're going to have, is set aside for breakfast, or it's part of the snacks that I planned on having. That it's all on purpose food and not just running through the aisles and grabbing stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And I do that same thing with the kids. Like, you know, it's like, okay, I'll let them get like a treat. And it's like, okay, we're getting a package of Oreos. So we don't need like a package of chocolate chip cookies as well. Mm-hmm. Like we got one packet. Otherwise, like they're going to go stale. You're going to throw them away. The same thing with cereal. You're like, look, everyone's going to decide on what kind of cereal we're going to get this week. And that's what we're going to get. Next week, we can get a different kind. Because you're not going to, you know, you don't want it to get stale.
Yeah.
And you don't want to waste it. And so you just, if you start just, especially with the kids, they're like, well, I want this cereal and I want that cereal. And you're like, you've got to set that like restriction and, you know, plan ahead, stick to your list. So that really, that kind of helped me a lot too. And it sounds so simple, but that it's really that like I really did used to just go to the grocery store, get what sounded good in the moment, not think 4 days ahead. And then I would be back in the grocery store 3 or 4 days later.
And spending a ton.
Yep. And buying things I didn't need, throwing food away. I hate throwing food away. It is literally painful to me to throw food away.
So I've been finding, and I keep doing this to myself, is every time I throw food away, I pay attention. And I'm like, why am I throwing this food away? Because it's usually like I bought way more produce than we needed, which then I can kind of take a mental note and be like, okay, we don't actually need all of this fruit for 1 week. We're not going to eat that much fruit or something. Or we bought something because it was really on sale, but it wasn't even something we needed at all. Or we bought something for one recipe and then never used it again, or things like that. Or something expired, which meant that we weren't shopping our pantry before we shopped the store. So anytime food goes in the trash, I'm like thinking to myself, like, okay, what mistake did I make here? Why did this end up going bad? And then I wasted all that money.
Yep. That's really good to like kind of, it's really just trial and error, and it's just learning like what works best for your own family, adapting it. And also, you know, what works for you a year ago might not work now because, you know, you've got things change, your schedule changes, you know, whatever, your tastes change. Like we go through phases where we'll go through like a chili phase and we'll eat chili for like months, like every single week. And then like, we won't eat it for months.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, okay, I'm burnt out on this, you know, and knowing that I need to take this off my rotation for a little bit. And, you know, I think it's just really being intentional with it and knowing that it will help you budget wise to think about your food.
Budget and time wise, because you think, like, yeah. It seems overwhelming to be like, oh my gosh, I need to sit down and figure out our meals and write the grocery list. And it does take a little bit of time at first, but then you end up saving yourself so much time in the long run because, you know, that, you know, 15 to 30 minutes tops, I would think, of planning for the week. And then you're making one trip to the grocery store to buy all that stuff you need for those meals. You're saving yourself like all this stress and time of figuring out what to make for dinner every single night and probably all these extra trips to the grocery store for like two more things or three more things you need. And then, you know, every time you do that, you're spending a few more dollars or buying a few more things you don't need. And that little bit of time up front really can save you so much time and energy and everything throughout the week, which is amazing.
Yeah. And it's just like doing the work ahead of time. And something I've gotten really in the habit of is doing like a fresh start weekend is what I call it. And it's like on Saturday and Sundays, I do all these things. I have this list of like 5 or 10 things that I do to prepare for my week.
Yeah.
And it's not like I used to do like a catch up on the weekends. So it's like getting ahead of your week instead of catching up from after your week. And it's obviously still the weekend, but it's that mindset of like, I'm not catching up from last week's laundry. I'm getting next week's laundry ready.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing with the groceries. Like I'm meal planning for the week ahead instead of catching up. I'm grocery shopping for the week ahead. And just like that mindset of you go to bed on Sunday night and you're ready. Like you're prepared. You're not feeling like you're catching up all the time. Like you're grasping at like, oh my gosh, what should we eat? You're ready. You're playing, you know, and your food has a lot to do with that. And that way you don't go out to eat out of last minute panic of like, I don't know what to do. We're just hungry. And then you go and you buy like a $40 dinner and that could have bought you a lot of groceries.
Yeah.
And yeah, but one of the other things that I hear a lot is kind of, I hate to say like excuse, but in a lot of way, it is kind of an excuse of like, well, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to eat unhealthy, you know, or we have that allergy. My kid has this allergy I have this allergy or like whatever. And, or our health is important. We can't limit our budget because our health is important. So like, what do you say to that with like that healthy aspect? Yes. Yes.
So just to give you a little bit of proof of, that I somewhat know what I'm talking about. In our house, it's two adults, my husband and I, we budget about $70 per week for groceries. Just food that's not eating out, that's not household stuff, but just for food we eat at home. And over the last year or two, we have both lost pretty significant weight. I have lost 20 pounds. He has lost 30 or 40 pounds.
Yeah.
We eat quite healthy on a budget. So I absolutely love this topic.
Yes.
I think a lot of the problem, the biggest problem I see is that people start buying like health foods. Anything that's advertised as a health food or if you have like food allergies, it's advertised as like, this is the gluten-free version of this or something. You pay such a premium price for that stuff. So I mean, you can get like one granola bar for like $3 or $4, which is just insane. And if you're buying those for every day of the week, like, holy cow.
That's expensive.
So we really try to avoid the actual advertised health foods and just eat healthy foods. So we're eating, you know, inexpensive cuts of lean meat. Fresh fruits and veggies. If something's not in season, the frozen stuff is good too. Sometimes canned stuff as backup, but you know, lots of fruits and veggies for the majority of things. and beverages, cutting back on that. It's it's absolutely healthy, and planning healthy snacks, because I get so snacky. I eat snacks like 3 times a day. So I know that we need those things on hand. So to have plenty of fruits and veggies and what's on sale, not what's, you know, you get in the habit of buying strawberries in the summer and then you want to keep buying them, but then they stop being in season and then you start paying a lot more for them. So yep, switching to what's in season is a big thing. I loved what you said. You kind of said this about budgeting, but it also helps for eating healthy as well, is paying attention to the portions you're buying, which I know you said about like only buying one package of cookies as your treat, right, and a bunch of other stuff. But I've also found with eating healthy to only buy what we need as well. So if we buy like a bag of chips, I'm only buying one bag and it goes for certain meals. If we buy like the family size or 3 bags, we will eat it.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen, yeah, because we can sit down and chow it all. So buying only the portion sizes that you need for the week helps your budget, but then also means you can't just eat that stuff willy-nilly. Right. Like, you need to have planned healthy snacks, and then maybe the unhealthy stuff is for a specific reason. It's not, you know, there's not just tons of it to go around, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. And also, we found, especially with our girls, because a lot of people will use their kids as an excuse of like, well, I have kids to feed, I can't, you know, and obviously like your grocery budget is just going to be higher if the more people you have to feed, that's just how it goes. But we found that we actually use fruit a lot as a filler, kind of. We're like, okay, and our oldest is getting to the point where, you know, one peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it doesn't fill her up at lunch. She's like hitting a growth spurt. And so she's like, she eats her sandwich and she's like, I'm still hungry. Well, eat an apple. Well, eat some oranges. Like, you're not going to go and just like get, you know, 3 sandwiches. And, you know, and we found that fruit it's cheaper than like Pop-Tarts or something, yeah, and it's healthier. And so we encourage their snacks to be fruit. We put a lot of fruit with their meals as like their sides, because they're still like, you know, a touch and go on vegetables, but they will eat fruit. So we're like, eat it. And when they, you know, when they want sandwiches, we're like, okay, well, if you're going to eat a peanut butter and jelly, at least it'll be whole wheat. At least it'll be like peanut butter without a lot of sugar. Like, we'll try to go with more of like the, you know, like the organic peanut butter and like jelly with like less sugar.
Yeah. So
peanut butter and jelly is still cheap, you know, and at least it's healthier than, you know, so you can still, like, we do a lot of sandwiches. We do a lot of cereal. We do a lot of fruit for snacks, you know, things like that. So it can still be done with kids.
Yeah. Well, and I think it does become, I hear the same thing from my readers as well, yeah, like that excuse of like, well, we want to eat healthy, or we've got, you know, these food restrictions. And it obviously, if you have more people to feed, or you do want to eat like super, super high protein, or certain ways of eating can cost more, but that's not to say there's no room for improvement.
Right.
And, you know, just because, you know, and you don't have to sacrifice your health, obviously, just because of the budget. So
it can still be intentional. Your budget might be a little bit higher, but yeah, it can still be lower than it used to be before you were being intentional. So like beating your own normal is kind of the, you know, what works for you, what can you improve for you?
Yeah.
It's not like, well, I can't fit into Christine's budget because like I have 5 kids and she doesn't. So like if her budget is $70, I can never fit in that. So I'm just going to spend $300 a week.
Yeah. Like you just like throw it out the window.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
Well, I can't do that. So I'm just going to not even bother.
Yeah. You can still do something. You can still be intentional.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what your situation is, there's room for improvement.
Yes.
For sure. And the other, if someone's really trying to be healthy, I'm going to say 2 very, very obvious things. about using meal planning to try and eat healthier. This is going to sound so obvious, but it needs to be said. If you're trying to eat healthy, number one, plan healthy meals.
Right.
It seems so ridiculous to even say, but I can, if I'm not paying attention, I will eat pizza like 5 times a week. I could literally do that. Doesn't bother me. If I'm paying attention and I'm like, I'm going to eat healthy, so I'm going to plan healthy meals. I plan turkey burgers and grilled chicken and all these good things so that we have healthy food at home. And the second thing with that is also very obvious, but if you're trying to eat healthy, stop bringing unhealthy things home with you.
Yep, just don't buy them.
It is so much harder to eat junk food if there is no junk food in the house.
Exactly. That's how we stopped drinking soda. We just stopped buying it. And we'll buy it for like for my daughter's birthday parties, because like our family will drink soda. So we'll buy like a couple 2 liters and I will drink it. And if there's some left over after the party, I will finish it. But it's like, I'm not a soda drinker. Like, I don't buy them anymore. So I just don't buy them. I don't bring them into the house. They're not there to drink. And it's that. And
same for us. I eat very, very low sugar. Mm-hmm. And so for us to, and then we're just used to that. So for us to buy something with a lot of sugar, to buy a dessert, it's definitely a conscious choice. It's no longer like, oh, how'd that get in the cart? Like this weekend, I, for some reason, just absolutely needed cake. And I did buy a cake, a small one.
but it was a conscious choice. And it's like,
it was on purpose.
Yeah. You allowed it. You allowed yourself to spend the money. You allowed yourself to eat the sugar. And it's like, just be intentional. That's really the root of it. And it's like, you can do it and like plan ahead. And, you know, if you don't want to spend a lot of money on your groceries, plan ahead for it. Know how much it will cost. For me, I had to, when I first started doing this, because when my first 2 years of motherhood, I worked more than full time. And so we ate out like 3 meals a day. That was our regular, at least 2 or 3 meals a day. And when I came home, became a stay-at-home mom, I literally did not know how to meal plan or grocery shop for a family. Because I was so used to going in, I would grab like milk, cereal, diapers, cleaning supplies, and that was it. Because like we were going to eat dinner out, and I just knew we were. And so I literally had to learn how to make a grocery list. Like that sounds so silly, but I had never done it. I had just ran in, grabbed whatever I needed, spent a ton of money. Wasted food, like nothing, you know. So it was just like getting intentional and you know, making it fit. What have you tried, like the grocery pickups? Have you tried those yet, like a Walmart grocery pickup or anything like that?
I would love to, because I don't like to go places.
Yeah.
I'm a total homebody. We shop at Aldi mostly, and at least around here, they don't have that option of your pickup, and you can zip through an Aldi store really quickly.
Yeah.
But I do think that that's an awesome way to save yourself time and money, because you're not throwing extra stuff in your cart because you told them what you want, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're, you know, you don't have to deal with going to the store, which when we go to bigger grocery stores, it drives me nuts. The one around here, it's a larger store. It's called Meijer is what we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it takes so long to get through the store because it's just huge and there's people everywhere and it takes like 10 minutes to check out and it just gets frustrated. So I would definitely be willing.
I was just curious if you had tried it yet. And we just got it like a couple of months ago, and our Walmart and our Kroger started doing it, and it's been really great. And I don't know. I was curious if you had tried it, if it had helped your meal planning or whatever. But I'm kind of on the fence with it. And like, I've been telling my readers that I was going to write a blog post, and I haven't. I need to just do a podcast so I can just do it faster.
Yeah.
But like the pros and cons of it. And some of the pros are like, you can, you know, you can see it as you're putting it in your cart and you can see that total adding up. But some of the negatives, I think, are, you know, like that pain factor of like, you're physically putting it into your cart. You physically see like, oh my gosh, my cart is full.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm spending a lot of money. Like you kind of get that pit of your stomach feeling like, oh, I'm getting carried away. You don't really feel that when you're doing the pickup because you're just like click, 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 click. And it's like so easy. And you're just like 10 bananas and like 5 apples. And then you're like, whoa, 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 calm down. You really don't need 10 bananas.
you don't have that visual gauge.
Right. So I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm kind of weighing the pros and cons still with myself, but I'm like you, like I'm a homebody. For one, I don't want to take my kids in the store physically. And for two, like I can just go in like whatever comfy clothes I'm wearing and just literally sit in my car and not have to like see people. So I'm like totally fine. But I would be curious to know like if when you guys get grocery pickup, like what, how you would do that. So like, tell us if you can grocery.
Option to do it, because I think it sounds fabulous.
Yeah,
it does. Definitely keep me from buying extra things on occasion.
I don't know. It's so easy to like just click, 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 and you're just like, you got. You're like, oh my gosh, I have $200 worth of stuff in here, and then you got to go back, and you're like, minus, minus, minus. I don't need this. But anyway. Tangent.
I like that. I would love to try it. I'm so curious about it.
I was so jealous because so many people had it for so long, and we have a pretty small town, and like we finally got it, and I was like, no way. Like, this is amazing.
It seems like one of those things that could just be such, like, feel like a luxury.
It does. And in the first time that I did it, I was just sitting in my car and I was like, I feel so lazy. I'm just like sitting here.
But if it gives you time,
it does. Gosh, it saves me so much time, so much stress. It's amazing. But anyways, yeah. So what else were we going to talk about? Was there anything else?
I was just thinking before we went on our tangent,
yeah.
of how, you know, you talked about when you very first started like trying to figure out how to even make a grocery list and trying to figure out meal planning. And I just wanted to encourage anyone out there. I know I already said, you know, to stick with it. It gets easier as it goes. If you're trying to, you know, save money or get healthier or do all these things on a budget, I think it's important to decide that maybe meal planning is a priority right now. That does not mean that it's going to be a huge, like, time and energy priority for years to come. Because once it might be 3 to 6 months that it takes you to really get the hang of it, really figure out what works for you. And after that, you know, it slowly becomes easier and easier, becomes second nature. And it just takes a little while to kind of get your bearing. So deciding that something is a priority right now to save your budget so you can pay off your debt or do whatever you're trying to do, that doesn't mean it needs to be this huge priority for years. You know, you'll get used to it. It'll get easier.
Yeah.
And it eventually just becomes so second nature that it doesn't need to feel like a priority to you. It will, you'll still be doing it, but not like it's this ordeal.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And me getting better at it, like for example, on my power sheets, I had it as a weekly goal. I think it was the beginning of this year. I can't remember, but it was like maybe 3 or 4 months that I saw that like I really needed to get better at it again. Like I needed kind of a refresher on it. And just like, I guess moving to the new house without as much of like pantry space. And so I kind of needed to like readjust a little. Our schedule had changed a little bit. I started working a lot more. So I just kind of, I saw that need. I was feeling like a little stress around my meal planning again. And so I was like, okay, this is going to be a weekly goal for the next couple of months until I feel comfortable. And it's not a weekly goal right now.
Yeah.
And so it was just like about 3 or 4 months or so that I made a weekly goal. Every week I needed to remember to make a meal plan, to grocery shop, and I made that a weekly goal, and I got to do my little check on the power sheets and like check it off on my weekly goal. But it was just like a short little season of being intentional with it again, and I kind of revamped it and I was good again. And so I like that you mentioned that. I think that's really important. We get, a lot of people get so terrified of like, I'm going to be stuck in this like forever.
Yeah,
this is going to be hard and a chore forever. And it's just not, it just becomes a normal household chore.
Yeah. And even for me, I mean, every time we've moved or decided to eat differently or started different jobs, anytime there's any life change, your routine gets goofed up and I kind of have to rework what I'm doing or kind of, you know, tweak my routine a little bit, and I pay attention to it a little bit more for a few weeks or months, and then we're good.
So. Which is like, it's just like, it's what you would do with your budget. If you move, you're going to have to readjust your budget. Mm-hmm. If you get like a new job, you're going to have to maybe readjust your sleep schedule or, you know, and it's just like giving yourself that grace during that little period of it's okay to adapt, adjust, give yourself the grace. It's okay to like be intentional, extra intentional for a couple of months. And if this is something that you struggle with, make it a goal for a couple of months and you will learn how to do it. Like it will become a habit, even for people like me that hate cooking and.
Yes, but you've got your list of meals.
And you know, I stay in my food budget. My kids don't starve. We're all good.
We're all good. As long as people are fed, I feel like it counts.
Yeah. Hey, my kids at least eat fruit. And they drink water here and there. So, you know, they're somewhat healthy and they're not starving. And so it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. So anything else? Did I forget anything else that we were going to talk about?
I think that's good.
I'm kind of like browsing through our notes because we kind of just like just talked and just, it was good.
We can do this again if you get a million other questions.
Yes. Yes. They'd be like, no, you didn't ask her this. But the other thing I did want to mention is that Christine and I did a free workshop, gosh, several months ago. Was it like almost a year ago?
I feel like it was a while.
It was a while ago. I don't know. It was a while ago. And I'm going to link to it in the show notes because it was really good. And we got a lot of good feedback from it. We had a lot of ladies who watched like when we did it. And I'm going to link to it and like give you guys like a little where you can sign up and watch it again for free, watch the replay for free. And we talk a little bit more about like the budgeting side of it in that workshop. But we share some food planning stuff as well. What do we call it? Conquer your food budget, maybe something along that line.
I remember the video got stuck on my screen. All you see is me. Yes. Entire thing.
We had some technical difficulties, but like I edited it. I cropped it so they don't get to see that part. Okay. Only the people that watched it live. So everyone else that watches the replay can just wonder how
it
went. Yeah. So fun. But anyway, I'll link to that for anyone who wants to learn more, and I'll link to all of your stuff because you have a great blog. I love your blog. I love following you on Instagram. I love your dog and all your stuff, like seeing all your pictures.
You're quite famous.
Yes. I love all your stuff. So I'll link to all your stuff for anyone who doesn't follow you yet can totally follow you and read all your great blogs and all your stuff that you do. And learn more about your meal planner. Yeah. And I have two blogs that I've written that I mention your meal planner in. So I'll link to those as well. Give you guys lots and lots of free resources to learn more. What else? What else do you have going on? You're doing some minimalism stuff, right? Like right now you've been kind of focusing on more of your minimalism and your other stuff.
Yeah, I kind of just go back and forth between so many things. I've got a new little free video series about meal planning. If you want to get into that, there's three videos that I talk about common budget mistakes, really simplifying meal planning and giving good examples of how to do that. I've got the blog, of course, always coming. I do a new post every week, and I've been talking a lot about finances because of our debt payoff, which is so exciting, and how we did that, and kind of leaning into some working from home ideas as well, because me being able to work from home is really what allowed us to pay off our debt so quickly. So I'm really excited to talk about that a lot more.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for all of that. And you've been doing a lot more like Facebook Lives, and I feel like you've just been so active lately. It's great.
I've been trying to get into video to force myself to stop being so self-conscious about being on video.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. It is hard, but it's like you have so many messages you want to share, and it's like video and like podcasting and all that. Like, it's so much easier than writing. Like, it's so much faster than writing.
It's faster, and it feels like so much more of a connection.
Right.
And I know for me, like when I can see you and hear you and you're talking to me, I just really love that, and I feel more connected. And so I've been trying to do that myself, which is such a stretch. I get very self-conscious about my voice, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's been a hard thing to get over. But yeah, it's been
good.
But
it is like connecting. And I think that's like one of the good things about the internet is like, you know, we can be literally on the opposite sides of the country right now. We're literally in different time zones, and we're just like hanging out. And I think that's like one of the great things about the internet is getting to connect with people that are all over and that share the same mindsets as you. Because like when you're on this journey, you know, any of it, like the debt-free journey or like trying to be intentional with your meals or like the minimalism or the working from home, and you might feel so alienated, and just like finding other women that are on the same page that you're like, I'm not alone. Okay. They might be on the other side of the country from me, but hey, she still gets it. She's still doing the same things I'm doing. I'm not the only.
Learn from people.
Yeah.
It's so great. Yeah. With being able to learn from anyone and even in different situations. I mean, I know, you know, we don't have kids, but to be able to share what I know, and like, you know, and you have kids, which is a different life situation, but I still learn so much from you even if you're not in the exact same situation, to still be able to take bits and pieces of other people's experiences and knowledge and apply them where it works for you.
Right. And, you know, especially like if your real life friends aren't paying off debt, if your real life friends are going out to eat every other night and you're just like, no one gets it, no one understands. And then you find this little corner of the internet where you're like, oh, you know, Sammy's doing this, Christine's doing this, all these other women are doing this. Like, I'm not alone. I'm okay.
Yes, exactly. To start to feel like you're in part of a group of people doing awesome things.
Yep, exactly. So anyway, thank you for sharing all of your knowledge and taking your time to hang out with all of us. And of course, I'll link to everything. So definitely check out the show notes on this one so you can learn more about everything that we talked about and watch our free workshop replay that I'm going to put up and all that good stuff. And you can check out her new video series and the meal planner and all of the great stuff. So definitely be looking at the show notes on this one and share with any friends that you know that could benefit from this. Leave us a review, subscribe, all that good stuff. And I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. This is so fun.
All right. Bye, guys.